The attacks in Lahore took place just as the head of the Pentagon's Central Command, General David Petraeus, is visiting Pakistan's capital, Islamabad. General Petraeus oversees U.S. military strategy in the region, including in Pakistan and in neighboring Afghanistan. Petraeus spoke to the world's Jane Little a few days ago, and he told her that understanding the differences among the Taliban and local militant groups in both countries is key if U.S. policymakers want to start winning over some of those militants.
We have all recognized that to foster reconciliation, for example, at the very lowest levels, you must understand who the reconcilables and who the irreconcilables are. And to do that, you need a very nuanced appreciation of local situations, of who's who are the local power brokers, who could be, again, part of the solution instead of a continuing part of the problem. And I don't think we have that kind of granular understanding across the board. We do have it in certain local areas as a result of our forces being there in sufficient density. But one reason we're putting more forces in there, in fact, is to help establish the kind of security environment in which we can get that better appreciation. And also devoting more intelligence resources to this effort is important as well.
That is General David Petraeus speaking to the world earlier this week. One man who has made an effort to get to that granular level is the journalist Nicholas Schmittel. His new book probes the complexities of Pakistan. It's called To Live or to Perish Forever, Two Tumultuous Years in Pakistan. Nicholas, why were your 2 years in Pakistan so tumultuous?
They were tumultuous for a couple of reasons. Mainly, I had the opportunity over the 2 years that I lived there, from early 2006 until early 2008, to travel extensively throughout the country, from the Swat Valley to all over the Northwest Frontier Province in Balochistan. And I dressed locally, I spoke Urdu, and I was able to really interact and be able to get inside places that other Western journalists have not been able to.
So how have the contacts that you made there and how has what you witnessed there helped you as you are writing now about what the U.S. faces and who the enemy is?
Well, the dynamic is changing at a rapid pace, right? The dynamic of the Taliban and the, quote, enemy in SWAT is very, very different from the dynamic of the Taliban in South Waziristan, which is where the army, Pakistani army, is currently considering, there's talking about a future operation. So in each area, you've got different leaders, you've got leadership struggles, tribal struggles that are all playing themselves out as well.
Well, we got some insight into how General Petraeus looks on the enemy along the border, especially in Pakistan right now. He described for us what he sees as a key issue for the U.S. military as they deal with the Taliban.
Really, the bulk of the so-called soldiers, the foot soldiers of the Taliban, are really just in this to survive, to feed their families, and to be secure themselves. And so we've got to help them. We have to provide them an alternative way, again, to make a living rather than planting improvised explosive devices, being part of the illegal narcotics industries or other illicit activities that are connected with the Taliban.
That again, General David Petraeus. Nicholas Schmittel, do you see that as being the key for the U.S. military, especially given the fact that there are competing interests among members of the Taliban themselves?
Well, to some extent, but one of the problems that, as I talk to military officers about a little bit, that I think is undervalued is the significant role that foreign al-Qaeda elements have played in the evolution of Taliban ideology on the Pakistani side of the border. And so what we're seeing now is that the Pakistani Taliban, in my mind, are more irreconcilable than the Afghan Taliban.
So in terms of what Petraeus was saying there, he was saying that most of the Taliban are really trying to just feed their families and be secure themselves.
Right.
Are you saying that the foreign fighters have a different aim?
Some of the models that U.S. military strategists are thinking of trying to duplicate what's happened in Anbar and what's happened to some extent even in parts of Afghanistan in terms of turning the tribes against the Taliban and against al-Qaeda, it's going to be a lot more difficult on the Pakistani side of the border.
And so does that render General Petraeus' idea of presenting an alternative to these militants, does that render that null and void?
Well, the alternatives have to be there, and I think that that is certainly part of the equation. Some of them, there is no turning back. For some of them, literally, the only option is to kill them. And that sounds very crude, but I just think that there are aspects that negotiation and dialogue is not an option. And this has been said by even some of the Pakistani Taliban leaders in SWAT. There was one individual there who I met during my trip who I know lived in the United States for 4 years and is an artist and a painter. And yet I'm seeing him now give interviews talking about why slicing the throats of Pakistani soldiers is allowed according to Islam. So, you know, the ideology has evolved so rapidly and so precipitously that I feel like there's no going back now for some of them.
All right, author and journalist Nicholas Schmittal. His new book is called To Live or to Perish Forever, Two Tumultuous Years in Pakistan. He is also a fellow at the New America Foundation. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Lisa.